Okay. Carry that motion was made by Commissioner Rahauser, seconded by Commissioner Bowsman, to approve the account payable. Is there any comments or questions? If not, we'll take a vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. The next item on our agenda is a bond approval, and we need a bond approval for Sheila Boyce, as Secretary of Treasurer for Kicking Cancer, Ashley Jones as Deputy Clerk for the Town of Marbleton, and Shannon McCormick as Clerk Treasurer of the Town of Marbleton. If I could have a motion for all these three bond approvals.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Vickery. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Rahauser. Any questions or comments? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, do you want to sign those vouchers?
Yes, we can do that. Mac, if you just send them down.
Okay. I'll just, all right.
Just sign the top page. And then I'll pass these bonds back down to you guys to be signed. Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like a new hat.
Are you on the agenda?
No, I am.
Okay.
I see there's a form I'm supposed to fill out.
We've moved our cheese.
Sit with us if you like.
No, thank you.
Is this for that final poem?
Yeah. No. I still haven't written.
I'm very comfortable here.
It's a
very good seat. It is.
These are the zoning resolutions we already approved. We just need some.
We need zoning?
Yeah.
We're ahead of schedule. Would you like to have a few words?
You want to see my new hat?
Yeah.
How about that, huh?
Where's
oh boy.
Where's the brown?
How are you?
The brown?
Yeah.
Well, good guys wear white.
Yeah. No, no, I mean the stains all over.
Oh, yeah.
Nice looking hat.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
What brand, Andy?
Well, hanging in.
You enjoying yourself?
Well, so far it's been okay. Excellent. I haven't got the rope around my neck, but I suspect that's coming.
It will.
our business.
What brand, Andy?
I wanted to show you guys my new hat.
It looks,
just, and once again, tell you thank you.
It looks tiny.
Can we get a sign? Should we sign?
Nope.
What brand is it?
These guys, it's American.
American?
Yeah.
What size is it?
Just my size.
Just my size.
Just right. Just right. Exactly. These guys all threw in and bought me a hat when I left. So let me know when Joel leaves. I want to make sure I throw my money in for his hat.
He'll be here long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, well, let me know on your end. Okay.
I just want a fishing trip. I don't want a hat.
Okay. I'll go with you.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you. Andy. Thanks for stopping. Yeah.
We've got Janice. She's not till 11:15. Should we go ahead and start with public comments?
Do you want me to go see if she's ready to go?
Yeah, she is. She, we can do it
just
now.
Just do it.
Yeah.
She's ready.
Yeah. And then we'll have public comments.
We didn't do Roman Bridge.
They gave us a report.
In here?
Yeah.
He was just here just to answer any questions that anybody had.
And we'll probably get back to doing that. It was kind of a easing in type thing, not trying to transition.
She's on her way.
We're early, Janice. Thanks for coming early.
No problem. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good.
Mr.
Chairman, I have two abatements for you today. They're, again, state-assessed properties. They total a refund of $4,053, but there are a lot of supplementals here, too. So the net is an increase for what I'll transfer to the treasurer this today of over $26,000. So
you bring good news.
I bring good news.
That's good.
Super. We're batting 1,000 today.
Been a good day.
Good deal.
That's two today, huh?
Yeah.
For a Monday, too.
Still early.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you,
Thanks, Janice. Uh-huh.
Thanks, Janice. All right, we'll now move on to public comments. Wendy, would you like to make your comments from back there or up here?
Yeah, back here is fine. I just want to make sure you all know Dave Dorn. He's our new administrative director, and he's doing a fantastic job.
It's pretty early.
Well, we've been able to cut a lot of costs, but, you know, of course we lost our financial person, and with Dave's overseement, is that a word? Overseement?
Oversight.
Oversight.
Yeah.
That'll work. We won't have to hire somebody in that position again. Maybe you can explain what you did.
Well, basically, we found some accounting experience and talent in our billing office. And so what we're doing is we're combining the accounting and the billing together into one bigger department. And we were able to cover Lorraine's duties, and I think at the end of the day, it'll be better. We're going to have more coverage. We'll have cross training, so if somebody's gone, there'll be somebody to cover. And I think in the past, Lorraine's held a lot of duties herself that nobody else did, and so we're making sure that that's all going to be covered.
Good,
wonderful.
That's good.
So we're saving a lot of money.
That's good to hear.
We have a meeting tomorrow night.
Yep.
Anything else?
No, I just want to let you guys know. I mean, you guys kind of, the guys that were with me during the Sublet Center days, I'm kind of doing the same thing. We're just looking for opportunities, concentrating on the operations, not so much on the patient care areas. and making sure we're running as efficiently as we can.
Bill Johnson was going to be here. I don't know if he's going to make it or not, but he was wondering about having an open workshop with all of the entities, the commissioners, the mayors, all of our staff, sometime the first part of March, to possibly look at going forward with critical access hospital, retirement home possibly, or not retirement home, at Supple Center, and whatever else we can kind of all come together on. So I don't know if you guys would be available for something like that sometime the first part of March.
You know, the first part of March is busy after Tuesday. We have our commissioners meeting on Tuesday. Commissioner Bowsman will be in Washington, D.C. Commissioner Rawhauser and myself have to go to Casper on that Wednesday and Thursday. So that week's kind of taken up, with the exception of maybe Monday, but we have the following week. Just keep that in mind. It's just we have previous commitments to our schedule in the middle part of that week.
Would you guys be interested, or would you be available on a Saturday possibly? Would that work?
Myself, for the most part, yes.
Are you talking the entire board or the...
Yeah, we kind of were. We'd make it an open workshop. And then we would have, you know, a smaller group possibly for that.
There's Bill.
Yeah.
There's Bill.
Hello.
Yeah.
Go right ahead. I was just trying to explain what you were asking for.
Well, we believe the next step in the process of moving healthcare along is to hold a workshop with all of you guys and with everybody else, the mayors, Sublet Center, and whoever else we can think of, possibly bring in Lorraine Werner, maybe not. And Wendy suggested that the Boatsis would be a nice place to do it, because what we want is a big table where we all sit across from each other and we're kind of all equals in the discussion. I mean, otherwise we're to a point where we're just sort of waiting. So I suggest if we do it, that we do it as soon as possible.
Well, we were just discussing before you came in, that first week of March is sort of busy with our schedules in terms of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday and Friday may be available. Wendy asked us about the availability on Saturday, and I think that would probably be workable. How long do you envision this workshop lasting? Is it a half a day? Is it 2 hours? What are you looking at?
I would say between 2 hours and a half a day. I don't know. But I think we need to get down to the nitty-gritty and talk about everything and just discuss.
Now, of course, with this format, it would be a public workshop.
Right.
Having said that, is that open to the public in terms of participation in the discussions, or open to the public in terms of being available for the comments or discussions going on? How do you see that?
Well, I see it as the people seated around the table is having the discussion, and there might be a time or two we open it up for public comment, but not during the discussion at appointed times that we... Otherwise, it'll just drag out to an all-day deal, I think.
Right. And in terms of the leadership of this workshop, I'm assuming, since the healthcare district is calling this, that Wendy, you would chair the meeting. The rest of us would just be participants.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
We don't have a problem here with that, being it's a workshop and everybody coming as a quorum.
Honestly, I would just notice it. That way,
okay.
There could be no allegations that you're trying to do anything nefarious.
Sure.
But I would make it clear that the workshop's being convened at the request of the healthcare district, the commission will not be making any decisions, or at least I assume you won't
right.
be. So I would just do a notice.
And that's something you can take care of, Carrie, once we find out the date?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'd sure appreciate it if we could get it done.
And as far as participants, you're looking at mayors and or council members, members from the Summit Center and their board?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking.
Yeah, absolutely.
And perhaps public health or...
Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, I'm asking. It's well, your guys' porch.
I've never seen the table. I don't know how many people can sit around it. But I think you seat the mayors and, if possible, I guess the councils. But I sure think the Sublet Center needs to be there. I don't know that it's really important for the health care to be there at the moment, but they're certainly welcome.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, quick question for Bill. Thinking about the agenda and what's going to be talked about, is this to be like a, it sounds like a broad discussion about health care overall, all entities that provide health care in the county? Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Yeah, but we need to get to the root of some problems. I think we should talk about the EMS a little bit. I think we should talk about... Sublet Center a lot. I think we should talk about purchasing the land from the city. I think we should talk about probably the Marbleton Clinic, because we have some losing parts of our operation that are always going to be losing parts of our operation. Two of them being the Marbleton Clinic and the ambulance service. And we're doing everything we can to make it, to fill the need and to keep costs down. But I guess if we ever want the Rural Health Care Board to make a profit, or at least look decent on the books, there needs to be some help on some of these areas. And I know that Marbleton Mayor Robinson has expressed an interest in trying to help some on the Marbleton Clinic. And, you know, I think that we've kind of been in a pattern of robbing Peter to pay Paul. In other words, we pass this thing to you and you... But really, we need to get it defined enough that we all know what is losing money, what you'll help us with, what you won't help us with, what's totally ours, what you guys, you know, ownership, things like that. Let's discuss it all.
Well, I think it's reasonable to have a discussion. It's like Mr. Gaffney said, it's not going to be one of those meetings where we undertake any business or decisions or whatever. For myself, I would like to have that opportunity to hear from you elected members of the board to see what your visions are, what your ideas are, listen to your discussion, see where you, the healthcare district, are in agreement or in disagreement or priorities. As far as having a working session to, you know, discuss different entities and what they think needs are and possible solutions, I'm fine with that as well, but I would hope that you have that opportunity or take that opportunity for the public to be able to hear from you in terms of what you as board members have in terms of priorities, unless you're 100% in agreement or not or whatever, because as you just mentioned, that you just brought up, there's a number of issues that could be, I don't want to use the word controversial, but there's a number of issues that may have differences of opinion, both within your own group and within the community itself.
Well, I think we can count on it.
Right. Okay.
That's a fair word.
But we'll just try to see how close we can get on some of this stuff. Make sense?
Oh, absolutely. May I speak?
Yes,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, speak.
You've already taken a quantum leap forward with trying to stop the bleeding yourself. And it sounds to me like you're on the right path. Now getting everybody together on the same team to solve the universal problem of healthcare within the county, we can do this. It's going to be more complicated than I thought. I thought we could do it overnight, but I'm going to have to back up. It's probably not going to happen overnight.
Probably won't, but I do think we're making great headway, and we just need support.
And this is the best way to get it. It's being transparent, getting everybody involved, letting everybody vent what they think, you know. But the ultimate decision is you guys. You know, sure. You're the ones that are, you're the elected board, but, you know, myself personally, I'm here to help any way we can to get this solved and get us moving forward to whatever it takes.
Well, I know there's a lot of people in the clinic that are anxious to see what's going to happen, and I don't think it helps us to drag it out. I think let's just get going. Cool. What do you think?
I think it's going to take a lot of money to correct the bleeding, and I just wondered where it's all going to come from. Because I don't see how, and I can understand the workshop, but ultimately it's going to come down to what can you or we as a community afford? Mm-hmm. And what are you going to, as your board, can expect from the county? And obviously, that's part of the discussion will be. And I don't know, Bill. I'm hearing the critical access thing pop up, the hospital portion of it. And I'm not in favor. Quite frankly, I'm not in favor of the hospital. I'm personally in favor of getting a designation through one of these clinics so that we can go forward with what is necessary to recoup the expenses that you're not getting. But I don't think, and maybe I'm not hearing it properly, but I don't think building a standalone facility is the way to go. I think you can, if what I was told is a reality, these clinics, both of which were built, had the designation or were designed in such a way to add to them to where you could go ahead and submit the critical access designation, critical care facility, I guess. I'm not sure what the terminology is.
Well, I think we need to have answers for you at the meeting, and we'll try.
Well, I think it's a step in trying to get a better understanding for the community, right, in terms of how do we move forward, what's available. I'm glad to see Dave Dorn involved in it, because I think with Dave's background and what he brings to the table, he can help provide some of those answers and give us some direction. Ultimately, it is going to be, and I appreciate you looking to the community to gather input. Ultimately, it comes down to your plan and how we can help you accomplish that plan.
Exactly.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
So, do we want to have a discussion as more of a definitive time? The first week is obviously not an option.
Well, unless we do it on a weekend. If it's a Saturday,
the second week is in or out. I mean, weekends are kind of, for some of us,
yeah,
different situation. But what about the second week? Are you guys all open for a discussion there?
I mean, I can't really tell without looking. Why don't you just throw out some options at us? Dave, you can do that.
Okay.
Well, we're probably more flexible than you guys. So.
Well, I think what matters is how many people you're going to intend to have at the table, and looking at the general response rate and what's the best date for the majority of people involved. Understanding you might not get 100% participation. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of people at work. If you're talking about a half a day meeting that doesn't start till 6 at night, that's kind of a long evening. If you start about Saturday, that may be more workable for people that do have jobs and be able to attend. But I think Dave can probably, you know, get that information.
We'll set it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, guys.
Whitney, any other comments?
Yeah, we have one more.
It's a little bit of good news from CMS and Medicare, but basically, starting in 2020, they're going to change the way they reimburse ambulance services, and they're gonna incent ambulances to bring the patients to the right level of care. And so, some of those problems we've been seeing in the past, where we don't get paid for bringing the people up to the clinic because it's not a hospital, some of those issues are going to go away. I don't know a lot of details yet, but it is some good news.
Yeah, and it is good news, and with that regards, that's the intended rulemaking change or process from CMS with the hopes of moving forward by 2020. But the other caveat to that is that they are going to be requesting for participating ambulance services to go ahead and file for that in 2019, so that when that comes about, we can be ready for that. But as planned, as intended, that would be a huge boost to the county, not only for the citizens, but for the healthcare district with reimbursement of ambulance services. So that's tremendous news.
I think that's all we have.
Okay.
Okay, that's all we have.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Luann, you got anything?
No.
Okay. Clint, looks like you came in at the right time. You have some comments for us.
You ready for me?
Yes, sir.
This is for the Historic Preservation Board. And every year we have to file a report with the state who sends it on to the National Park Service because they're the ones who run the program. So I have prepared an annual report and you have to sign it. So
do I have to read it?
You don't have to read it, but if you want to look through it, I don't think there's anything earth-shattering on there.
How have you been, Clint?
I've been good.
Good.
I haven't seen a lot of dirt work to Traverse Point. Well, got that road fixed?
No, and I'll talk with Mark about that.
I'm being facetious again.
So, Matt, this is nothing significant other than signing an annual report form?
Yeah, if you're not seeing any red flags. Yeah. If you want me to review it, I'm happy to do so. But
it does not have to be signed right now, so if you want me to review it, I'm happy with that.
I'm always happy when Matt reviews things.
Okay.
I have no problem. We can sign it whenever you can get it done, this afternoon, tomorrow, whenever.
I can do it
tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow, and you tell me today.
And Clint, I can just leave it with you, pick it up and carry later.
And Holly, that wasn't on our agenda. That came from public comments.
Clint, well, I messed up everything.
My question was, is that's the first time I found out about the speed of government.
Oh, okay.
Because Butch could have had that road built that afternoon, but no.
Yeah.
So that's where we are.
Yeah, I'm going to work with Mark and talk with Billy and see if we can kind of get it into a budget somewhere so that it'll go through the budget cycle this year, and then maybe this fall we can get it built. That's my current plan, but that's just kind of an outline.
I understand.
See where things go.
Have we got more to do with BLM?
Yeah, we'll have to do all the archaeology.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I didn't think we'd done that yet.
Yeah, we're probably lucky to get it built by this fall, but it's a long process, and we'll just go through it, and I'll be happy whenever we get it. Right about 1,000 visitors up there this year.
How many?
1,000. So it gets quite a bit of traffic.
Did you find anything interesting of interest in the Lumen place?
No, family papers and some old skis and ham radio and so lots of 1940s, 50s vintage stuff. So there was a few things left over that we took to the homestead.
Oh,
okay, cool.
So, you knew I was going out there.
That's all as much as I've known. We came across the phone book the other day. I was telling someone it was in 1962, and it said ambulance drivers, and it listed like 30 people.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Mike.
That was in the phone book, yeah. Wow. It listed each ambulance driver. I guess you just called one and told one of them to show up. I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
We did get the glass batteries from the old generator out there that Chuck gave us, and we're going to put those out at Homestead. They're still full of acid.
Go for it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And I figured that out. Yeah, but then we'll put them in the Homestead. So that was a real treasure to come out of that. I've been looking around for years trying to find some batteries like that, and to find 16 of them all there in one piece, and only one of them was cracked.
Interesting.
There you go. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Wow, it's already. Thank you.
Okay.
Stalled long enough.
That's what we were hoping for.
Well, thanks for your time.
Okay.
You bet.
Okay,
thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
I guess at this point we have reports from commissioners. Do you have any reports, activities? Mac, would you like
I was going to go to Casper to the Game and Fish meeting, and then found out that the Game and Fish meeting is going to be here on the 27th, the evening, and so I didn't go. I did watch it on simulcast, and it was very interesting. Pinedale was very well represented, and I'm sure they will be here at the meeting on the 27th. Had a long talk for about 3 hours a couple days ago with Mike Schmidt, who's on the board of directors of the Wyoming Game and Fish. And he's on board. There's a lot of people on board. It's just a matter of where we get to get this money, because all of the engineering, all of the counts, everything is done. It's just a matter of where they come up with the money, whether it be YDOT, Game and Fish, you know, I don't know.
And you're talking about wildlife fence.
The fence between Big Piney and the barge.
Right.
Yes. So, I'm still carrying this cross.
Matt, the fence they did out here was federally funded.
That's right.
Some of that money is still not available.
Oh, I have no idea. Haven't got to that far. I've only been at this for about a month. But we are number two on the list, and we will move to number one on the list. When I say we, the LaBarge Big Piney Road will be on number one on the list when the fence is built, finished between Wilson and Jackson. So hopefully we can see what happens. But everybody's on board. I've not heard one person say, well, no, there's not enough traffic accidents, all of this kind of stuff. So this migration corridor thing and all of the things that are happening with the deer, this is a perfect time to bring this subject up, because they're talking about the migration corridors of all the deer. So the deer in the Wyoming range migrate to LaBarge, Dry Piney, all of that. And they get there, and then we just kill them right and left on the highway. So all the time and money spent for wildlife fences, for everything like that, to get them right down to LaBarge where they winter, they cross that highway to go to water, to the green, and all that stuff, and we're killing hundreds of deer there. And I don't know how many are getting hung up in a fence between here and the Hoback Canyon. So anyway, this is my cross to bear as a county commissioner. So it's my project that I've been working on. And it's kind of nice to do something that everybody agrees with, except the banker. Haven't found a banker yet. And I've talked to several ranchers and tried to get a contribution of $1 million each for their underpass so the deer can move and they can move their cows and those underpasses. And I'm not getting a lot of help. They're not coming across for me. The coffee club. So, consequently. So, that's pretty much all I have. But it will be an interesting meeting to go to on the 27th to listen to what people have to say.
Commissioner Bowser.
I was on a conference call with the NACO Public Land Steering Committee. Talked about the Interior Appropriations Bill that was finally done. PILT is fully funded at $500 million, so we're good there. The Forest Service guidebook was being reviewed by the legal department in D.C. for the Forest Service. Of course, with the government shut down, they didn't get it done. We were hoping to have it ready to present at this legislative conference, but it doesn't look like they're going to be quite ready then. It'll probably be early April before that's out. Jim Hubbard, who is USDA Undersecretary for Natural Resources, is on our agenda in the meeting in March. He will be talking about good neighbor authority for counties, how we may use that in forest management. Also on a call with the WIR Board of Directors, with the Western Governors, who have really signed on to this shared stewardship initiative with USDA. Another includes good neighbor authority and stewardship contracting. Western Governors is very supportive of it. We will be participating with them to come up with an MOU between states and USDA on how to work forward, working with more input from local governments. So stay tuned for that. I met Friday last week with Mike Hinn at the district and BLM in preparation for a meeting we have with Wyoming commissioners, with David Bernhardt, our acting Secretary of Interior, and to talk about areas in which counties could logically, and conservation districts could logically, do part of the NEPA work for BLM. We got quite a few pretty simple common sense ideas coming from Sublette County. I'm still trying to get more ideas from other counties around the state, so all this stuff just isn't happening here,
right,
which we've been doing more than anywhere in the state as far as EAs. Small things like a rancher needs a water well on his grazing allotment, the conservation district can do the entire EA. Pretty simple. And get it done in a matter of a few weeks instead of two or three years like it takes the feds. So anyway, we're moving forward on that. And I guess with that, that's all I've got.
Good. Thank you. And you'll be in Washington week after next?
First week of March.
Right. Okay. Commissioner Noble?
Just as a follow-up, I get broadband, been in conference calls with Joanne and Heather and EDA grant people. Been in touch with Russ, the state broadband coordinator, quite a bit. That's pretty much it as far as I've got for the last little bit of activity.
Want to share anything about those conversations? Or just
we hit somewhat of a hurdle in the EDA process. We're going to give that one more shot here in a couple of weeks with another conference call with the board. And then at that point, I'll let you know where we're at with them.
Okay. Good.
That's Matt.
I had a quick question, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
In terms of the Joint Powers Board and the formation of it, I guess when would be the preferable time frame to have that thing up and running? Are we even to a point where we can make that call yet? Or
so,
that's a good question.
In my conversations with Russ, the state broadband coordinator, he and his state people are watching us very closely, and he feels like our next big hurdle is the Joint Powers Board. He's writing the grant application now for the broadband grant money for the state. He hasn't completed that, but for what reason, I don't know, but they feel like the Joint Powers Board is our next big hurdle, and he's going to join us on that meeting day just to sit in and be more aware of how we're getting it done as an example to the rest of the state. I think we'll know a lot more after the 20th when we have that get together.
I'm meeting with all the town attorneys tomorrow to go over formation documents, any concerns that they might have, so that hopefully we'll be in a better position to know what we need to do after tomorrow.
We can present a lot more information after tomorrow.
How difficult is it to form a joint powers board?
I'd say mildly difficult, just because the formation documents will take the signatures of the town council and the commission, so all four entities will have to bless off on it, and then the attorney general has to approve the formation of the joint powers board as well. So it's not, there's some heavy lifting, but it's not.
So the intent.
Super time intensive, mm-hmm. but it does take, yeah. I'm using the formation documents used by Rock Springs and Green River to set up there, so we're not having to reinvent the wheel. It'll obviously be tweaked for our own purposes here in Sublet County, but we already have those documents. We're going to review those tomorrow and know where we stand, I think.
The intent of tomorrow's meeting is to get all the legwork done, then you guys, I can present this information to you guys and we can move forward or not, or change it up according to how you feel necessary. Just trying to get the initial legwork out of the way.
I guess I appreciate your question because I share some concern there in terms of wanting to be out in front but not having the cart in front of the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, this, I understand, and I've made this statement before, forming a joint powers board enhances the application for grants and so on. But I don't think we want to get into a position that we form a joint powers board and find ourselves in a position of not having sufficient funds to move the project forward. So you go ahead and proceed tomorrow. You can report back. Those are just some concerns I have in terms of moving forward.
I think that's a legitimate concern. Have a joint powers board with no money?
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
And I got to go dissolve the joint powers
board. Right, exactly. Exactly.
So I think those are definitely things we're going to try to address tomorrow, and
good.
I don't know how we'll proceed.
I mean, I think after tomorrow, I'll be ready to start drafting the formation documents. And again, those aren't, I think Rock Springs Green Rivers is 12 or 13 pages, so we're not talking a voluminous sort of thing. But
right.
I share your concern, Mr. Chairman. I think we're ready to move forward, but I also don't, if there's not going to be project funding, I don't want to take up the time of Ed Wood and Scott Sargent and Thane Peterson and the town councils and you gentlemen.
Right.
Sure, the same concerns.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know a whole lot about broadband, and I'm learning less and less every time I hear about it. But the thing that really does concern me and a lot of folks like me on the outlying areas is the last mile thing. And I'm hearing that one of the more important things that needs to be, if in fact, like you say, it does go forward, is that whoever that provider is needs to be tied in to where there are some of the local folks, like the LR Communications people, have an opportunity to use that at a reasonable cost.
And I think we discussed that the last time we had that meeting with Joanne before we chose the vendor. In terms of the investigations, in terms of what our concerns were moving forward with that. So that, I think that has been addressed. We do have I think what's holding up our process now is having the funding or the money coming forward. But so that, I think that's been addressed. I share your concern. We sat there and talked to them and address those items specifically.
So I can answer to that. You are correct. Joanne is addressing those as we speak. She's in contact with All West, Jack, and their CEO in the preliminary legwork with those answers.
The reason I bring it up is the gentleman that was here from Evanston had an opportunity to visit with him a little later. And I know not of what I speak except of what I hear, but his indication was to me that All West is not an easy outfit to work with when it goes into that last mile from their perspective. And when I visit with Lance down here, he conveyed some of the same concerns from his business perspective. So I think, once again, I know the conversation's going, but I think it's imperative when and if this thing is put together
that these kind of folks that are here now are not left out in the cold, so to speak.
I think they're being looked out for, Commissioner Vickery. I think specifically Russ Elliott with the state broadband, his key interest is trying to reach underserved areas. And unless we can get to that point by allowing these vendors to use the wireless from the towers, we're not going to reach it. And if we don't have some assurance of that, we're not going to get any funding from the state. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. And the last mile, it's in, for example, whichever provider ends up doing this, it's in their best interest to cover every person or else they can't repay the loan. So the last mile is their key interest in the whole thing, because they have a payment back to us after this is all complete, no different than Enviromedial. So if they don't capture all the consumers they can, they're not doing their job.
But in all likelihood, All West is going to be working with Silver Star and others, and then those will be passing on down the road or down the line to the smaller companies' consumers. But that's not, I mean, that's a key feature that we're all concerned with, and I think that's the direction we've given CTC.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, just a little in follow-up to Doug's concern. I think what we're hearing is, in the end, some of those grant monies need to be available for cell tower relays, that sort of thing, in order to provide that last mile service. But one of the, like if you call up LR Communications right now, which I've done, and because they had this ad on, you know, about how good to get your improved internet service, the first question they asked you, well, what's your address? And they look it up, well, we're sorry, we don't reach that now because we don't have coverage in your area. Would you like to go on a list? So if we ever do get coverage, well, we'll get a hold of you. But in order for this to work and reach the last mile, plans need to be made for that at the same time as they're doing plans for cable and conduit.
And I think that's the... That's what's in the works.
Well, I think it is.
Yeah, they're trying. They're going to build fiber to towers, and those towers are going to be able to go out wireless to broad reaches of the county.
But that's how they will reach the last mile.
Right.
Yes, they got to have a backbone, and that's what the fiber does.
Yeah.
And then the last mile will be microwave, which will then encompass the larger outlying areas.
Yeah. Commissioner Vickery, this process has been going on for 2 years, maybe even more. And the other day at the meeting when we gave the contract to All West, and the man from Evanston stood up and said they were hard to work with. That is the first contractor to ever come to one of our meetings to ask what we were doing, why we were doing it, or whatever. All of the people that are in Pinedale that are doing all of this microwave stuff, we've never seen one here at our meeting. So I guess the question has to be asked, is it our responsibility to go out and ask, are we doing something to your business that we shouldn't be doing, or is what we're doing going to enhance your business? I don't have that answer, because nobody said a word to us.
Well, I understand that, Commissioner. But what I'm saying is also that before this community, which includes, if there's a joint power board, the towns and the county, ponies up X amount of dollars to get this thing going forward, I think we as the commission have a responsibility to make, pardon the pun, damn sure that it's going to reach and it's not going to be a detriment to the people that have come in here and tried to make the broadband, or not the broadband, but the internet system better than what we have been accustomed to. I think we have that obligation as a commission to see that all those things are in place
before we sign the final check.
Well, I think we, as everybody has said, I think we've done that. I think that's all been hopefully taken care of.
We're working.
That's in process.
It's in the process.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. That's process. That's right. It has not been taken care of yet. We hope that it will in the future, and that's the part that I am somewhat concerned about, is be sure that before we sign off on the dotted line, that we have assurances that when the light switch is turned on, it goes everywhere, not just...
I think we I'll share your concerns, and I think that's what our goal is to do in terms of looking at this, working out this contract, because those are some of the stated outcomes that we want to see. So we will make sure we look that over thoroughly when we get it, because we made those facts very well known to Joanne when we decided to go with that vendor as part of the detailed negotiations that she's currently doing.
So not only has our oversight, whoever the grant money in has a lot of oversight also, and the same concerns. So there's two entities that are going to be watching this closely throughout the whole thing. Whether it's the state or the federal grant, they all have their interest in making sure.
Anything to report, Mr. Baker?
No, sir, I don't have. I've just been trying to stay warm and out of the wind the last 2 weeks.
The only thing I have is, as I stated at last meeting, I made a commitment to go tour the jail facilities, which I did do on the 6th. The other thing is I did have some conversations with some of the elected officials, as well as Kerry, in terms of looking forward to, or so let me say, I don't want to say looking forward, looking ahead maybe to the budget process. And as I mull this over and thrown it around, one thing I'm contemplating is something that I've had experience in the past with school district number 9, and that is I think when we get down the road with the process that I would like to appoint two members of the commission to various entities as part of a budget deliberation committee so that the commissioners could be present with, for instance, the department heads, the elected officials, the nonprofits, and so on, to become immediately available to those in the budget process so you could bring that back to the commissioners in terms of a participation, voicing concerns, whatever. But that's just, I met with some the elected officials. I didn't get to meet with Mike Cross, and I didn't meet with Emily, but I did meet with the county clerk, the assessor, Janet Montgomery, and the sheriff. And just in terms of looking at it, it's just some ideas that I'm thinking moving forward with the budget process. And just what I've had in my mind thus far would be to have two commissioners appointed to a budget deliberation committee with the elected officials, two with the departments, two with the nonprofits, and there was one other one I can't remember right now.
Department heads, elected officials, and nonprofits.
Yeah, and there'll be some others in there as well, but it's just some thoughts as we move towards budget time. And that's all I have.
Just to add to that, I did tour the jail also.
Okay. Good. Let the record reflect.
Tour the jail.
So if there's not anything else, I think we will break for lunch and reconvene at 1 o'clock.
Okay.